You're listening to SBS News.
At least 9 out of 21 members of the World Heritage Committee have backed an amendment to delay a decision to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee has spent the past week lobbying countries to sign an amendment to push back the decision to at least 2023. Last month, Ms. Lee said the proposal unfairly targets Australia.
There's about 82 properties that are at risk of climate change that are in the UNESCO books, so to speak, and they've singled out Australia for this unprecedented approach.
Ms. Lee says the federal government has invested $3 million towards the Reef 2050 plan. CEO of the Australian Institute of Marine Science, Dr. Paul Hardesty, says science, industry and community partners have made significant developments in reef restoration and adaptation programs. Projects include cooling and shading interventions to help protect the reef and assisting corals adapt to warmer environments. But Dr. Hardesty says the measures will only work in combination with action on climate.
Nothing that we can do in adaptation, in helping the coral reefs adapt better and recover from the effects of bleaching and marine heat waves caused by climate change, will matter unless we get emissions under control.
Experts say the interventions are buying time as countries reduce their emissions and will likely continue to be needed to sustain the reef even when emissions are lowered. Director of the UNESCO World Heritage Centre, Mechtild Rosler, says she acknowledges the work that has been done in Australia, but agrees with other international members that Australia still lags behind on climate goals, failing to commit to net zero emissions by 2050.
We acknowledge very much the work which has been done in Australia, but our proposal for putting the site on the list of World Heritage in danger because of the threats which were identified also in the documents the State Party provided to us.
Ms. Lee says climate talks should not take place within the committee.
I recognise climate change is the biggest threat to the reef, and the European countries take a different view than we do. But this is not the forum in which to express that view. The forum to have arguments about climate change policy is the United Nations Framework Convention for Climate Change. UNESCO is about the management that each state party does on its World Heritage sites.
Australia has gained the support of oil-rich Saudi Arabia and Bahrain in its lobbying effort. Marine ecologist at the University of Tasmania, Kate Fraser, says the federal government's intentions are transparent.
Well, I think anyone who's had a look at the reef knows that it's in danger. I think it's totally political. They don't want to admit that there's actually something wrong with it because that would result in a requirement to make some changes that the Australian government isn't prepared to make currently.
The UNESCO report cites mass coral bleaching events in Australia in 2016, 2017 and 2020 from global warming. Dr. Hardesty says without climate change intervention, there may be plenty more.
UNESCO itself predicts that in 2035, the Great Barrier Reef will be at risk of 2 bleaching events per decade. There are 18 other reefs on that list that are also going to be at risk either at 2035 or sooner of that much climate-induced risk.
UNESCO Assistant Director General for Culture, Ernesto Otono Ramirez, says the proposal should not be seen as something negative.
That's not about punishment. It's how we preserve our heritage for future generations. And that was the meaning of creating this list in danger. And if there is a call for action in solidarity from all member states to preserve this universal value is something that should be seen as something positive.
Earlier this week, Ms. Lee's office shared a media release citing a report by the Australian Institute of Marine Science showing widespread coral recovery taking place on the reef. But the agency has warned that the recovery will be easily undone by the next severe tropical cyclone or widespread bleaching event. Mr. Hardesty says the past year shows that the outlook for the reef remains very poor despite this progress.
That recovery, pretty significant recovery across the reef, shows that there's still huge inbuilt resilience to the system, right? It's been battered and bruised, but it's beautiful. It's fighting hard, and it needs our help. And if the world can get its emissions under control, then, you know, there's a bright future for going forward. No question about it.
If the World Heritage Committee agrees on the in danger listing this Friday, it will be the first time a World Heritage site has been placed on the list due to damage from climate change. Ms. Fraser says she hopes, if anything, a new listing will encourage international pressure on Australia.
I would like to think that there'd be, even if the Australian government didn't take it upon themselves to make changes on their own, I think that there'd be a lot of global pressure to address climate change in a more active way.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.